If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards. September 6th through 7th is the 2025 Creative Arts Emmys. Nobody will watch them, because why would you ever? And then September 14th, 2025 is the ceremony. Nate Bargatze is hosting. Severance got nominated a bunch of times. The White Lotus, more disturbingly so. And then other things coming up on the Emmy and on the Emmy Times.
I was searching for the tune of the OK Wrap It Up music, and I couldn't think of it.
Well, at least you brought it up, so we know. OK. Hey, Adam, Emmy noms.
Emmy noms, dude.
Emmy noms are out.
I just recently read this list, so I'm still trying to digest it.
I mean, the big thing I think to take away off the top is that with 27 nominations, the most this year, it's Severance.
Yeah, and which that makes sense.
Pretty predictable, yeah. I mean, I think when you read down the number of nominations, it goes Severance, The Penguin at 24, which
great.
I knew it was going to get some. I did not think it was going to be the second most nominated show.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just kind of still sour about the end. I think the end sucks, so it pisses me off.
I know, but
it's a great show.
It was so great. It really, really was.
The White Lotus at 23 is interesting.
That's nuts. That's...
I'm going to venture to say bad and wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I said when we were reviewing it week to week, it was pretty. It looked great. It sounded great. Some of the cast was really good. But then it was just like very meh. It was very mid.
I would describe it as a good show, which
it was good.
Not the kind of thing, or at least a good season of television, relative to its others, less so. And at 23 noms is outrageous. How did that happen? We're going to get into some of the supporting noms, and sometimes the supporting category for like actresses is basically like whoever was on the White Lotus, just throw them in.
Yeah, it's weird. And there was a bunch of nominations that were like five people in the same show. Like it felt like.
Yeah.
It's like hard to, why?
Why would the studio to yourself? Has 23 Emmys because Hollywood loves show about Hollywood, although it's a very, very good show.
It is a very good show.
16 The Last of Us, huh?
I mean, I understand it. You know, I'm thinking, I didn't digest the list all fully yet, but I'm thinking it's like set design and makeup too. It's
not just like I mean, that's true that it does break them down by, major awards. The Last of Us has three, while like, you know, Adolescence and The Pit and The Bear, comedy legend The Bear have more than that. But you know, let's front load this and just off the top talk about this. So Outstanding Comedy Series, the nominees are Abbott Elementary, The Bear, what a laugh.
So funny.
So funny.
It's funny they're nominated.
It's funny they're nominated. Hacks. Nobody Wants This. Only Murders in the Building. Shrinking. The Studio. And What We Do in the Shadows. It's last season. And
how do you feel about, like, I've heard Abbott Elementary is very good. That's a show I have
not
watched.
In fact, I just watched the crossover episode they did with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they both casts like were on each other's show, and it was great. They were both truly, truly great. But yeah, I mean, I think The Bear is going to win because the third season of The Bear was great, but I obviously think that's stupid.
Yeah, so knowing that The Bear will probably win.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take
maybe
that back.
The studio. Maybe the studio.
I was about
wins.
To say, I bet the studio wins.
It was great.
It was, but if I'm being honest, I would give it to Shrinking.
Yeah, but that, you know, that too is like one of those.
Not
shows.
A comedy.
It's like a pseudo dramedy comedy. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, there are funny moments in it, but there's like, I could not put that in a category with, you know, Only Murders in the Building or The Studio. Like, I think they're so different in terms of their genre. Again, funny, but very serious, very heartfelt, very emotional. Similar to The Bear too. Like, The Bear and Shrinking going against each other actually does kind of make sense, but not in comedy.
No, because they're both dramas. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Speaking of, by the way, before we leave comedy, actually, What We Do in the Shadows, it's last season. I've never watched it. I bet it's amazing. Honestly, if it wins, I'll be fine. I think it's like the dark horse, although Only Murders in the Building as well, just because their most recent season was really great.
Mm.
So, but I still probably think The Studio wins. And,
I wouldn't be upset with The Studio.
But next year, it's going to be The Bear again for its final season.
Yeah.
Outstanding drama series, Andor. Everyone's mad about Andor, Adam.
Why are they mad?
Because they got snubbed, my dude.
Oh.
Diego Luna got snubbed.
Oh,
at the Emmys, my bro.
Yeah, but it got nominated for Outstanding Drama.
Yeah, it's just like the people who are watching Andor season two, are talking about it like we were talking about Severance while we were watching it. Like,
okay,
their vibe is, how is nobody else watching this? This is the greatest thing that's ever been made. That's their vibe.
I bet it's real good.
I bet it is. I need to get back into it. Probably not going to win this category, though, and the people who are watching it definitely believe it should.
That's one that's been on my radar for quite some time. I've never heard a bad thing about it, so I mean, and I like the Star Wars universe, so gotta watch it.
The rest of it is The Diplomat, The Last of Us, Paradise. Heyo, first time.
Oh,
Paradise.
Hey,
long time caller. The Pit, Severance, Slow Horses, The White Lotus. My first vibe is, if The White Lotus wins, that's wrong, and it's rigged.
I agree.
I think the dark horse is The Pit, because it's like the breakout show of the year.
Yeah.
But
is it just me, or are these nominations, are there more nominations now than there ever has been? Like, I don't ever remember 8 nominations.
Oh, yeah, no, there's more now.
Yeah, it is more, right? So I felt like there's way more. I'm like, I never thought that there was freaking 8 separate shows that got nominated for it. I mean, like, yes, shows are generally better now, like better produced, better made, but like enough to be nominated for an Emmy? Is it like, is it the everyone gets a trophy syndrome here in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, Severance wins that one probably, and good. It's the best thing on TV, except
either Severance,
I guess.
Or I don't think The Last of Us has a chance on this one.
It shouldn't. If it beats Severance, then someone did a wrong. Like, read again. Are you illiterate?
Yeah. This season two is so divisive. Maybe in season one, but yeah.
Outstanding limited or anthology series: Adolescence, Black Mirror, Dying for Sex, Monsters, The Lion, Eric Benedetta's Story, and The Penguin. The only one of these I have watched the entirety of is The Penguin. It got nominated a lot. And I don't know anything about the other, so I'm just going to move on and say, give it to The Penguin.
I mean, I hear a lot about Black Mirror, but that's about the only other
one. Yeah, I mean, same thing for Adolescence. I watched the first episode of Dying for Sex, and then I fell asleep because it was put on at a time in which people shouldn't be watching television shows anymore, and they should be asleep. So, and then Outstanding Reality Competition, skip. And then... okay.
So I like reality baking shows. Hannah and I watch like baking and cooking
shows.
Well,
why is
stuff?
Great British Bake Off not on this?
That's what I wanted to say. Why is Great British Bake Off not even here?
It's the best one, Adam.
It's the best one out of any of any reality competition and any like food competition. Top Chef's on here. What the hell is that?
Worse than Great British Bake Off. I'm sure the people who love Top Chef on the show, blah, 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 blah. But, you know. Okay, let's talk a little bit about acting, baby.
Acting. Wait, before you go to acting.
Okay.
There's one section here, Outstanding Talk Series. I really hope The Late Show with Stephen Colbert wins it, just based off of what recently happened with this show.
Yeah, that would be the funniest thing for
sure.
Oh,
God, I hope it happens.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Adam Brody, and Nobody Wants This. Nobody Wants This. That's the Adam Brody, Kristen Bell thing. I did watch that. It was good.
Okay, right on. You didn't remember it, though. So.
I didn't remember, no. I didn't remember its name. Seth Rogen, The Studio, Jason Segel, Shrinking, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, and Jeremy Allen White in The Bear.
Why? Why? I don't know. A lot about The Bear. Like, in The Bear, I like The Bear. I like it. I just think it's
okay.
Categorized.
Yeah, I know.
We got
to move on. We can't talk. Yeah,
I know. There's a lot.
It's just the same conversation, but it's just infuriating. Anyway, Jeremy Allen White wins for The Bear. Same story. Seth Rogen, The Dark Horse, but.
Or
might
Jason
just win.
Siegel in Shrinking, man.
And I was going to say, I would give it to Jason Siegel in Shrinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Outstanding Lead Actress in the Comedy Series, Uzo Aduba from Orange is the New Black. I don't know how to fast say that.
Oh, yes,
in the
that's
Residence,
right. Yep.
Which is canceled, so that'd be funny. Kristen Bell, no. Nobody Wants This. Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary, Ao Edebiri in The Bear, Gene Smart, Hacks. I think Gene Smart's going to win this again, but honestly, any of these. I'm fine with any of them.
You know, I don't know if I brought this up when we talked about The Bear, but Ao Edebiri, like, I think she's a great director, great writer. She wrote some. I don't think she's a particularly good actor.
Oh, okay. That's not something you brought up.
It's not something I brought up?
I don't know. If it was, I don't remember.
Yeah, dude, like, there are certain scenes in The Bear where it just is so painful to watch her deliver a line. And I don't know if that's her intentionally doing that, but it feels so forced. It feels so over the top, like way more than it should be. And I don't know. It rubs me a little bit the wrong way, but that, like, nothing against her, like her chops at being able to direct. She directed some of the best episodes of that show so far.
Well, yeah, you're not coming at her directing. You're saying she's a bad actor.
Yeah,
this
I just
is a
don't
hot
think
take,
she's,
dude.
She's not. I just don't think she's particularly good on screen.
Yeah,
compared to everyone else, dude. Are you kidding me?
Light her on fire, dude.
Yeah, just throw her back.
We're a hot take podcast now.
Throw her in the cooler.
Oh my gosh.
Well, like he did in the end. Anyway,
I get it. Yeah. Still talking about The Bear. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series. Sterling K. Brown, Paradise. I hate his face, but Paradise was very good. Gary Oldman, Slow Horses. Haven't seen it. Everyone says it's very good. Pedro Pascal for the 8 seconds he was in The Last of Us. Adam Scott, Severance, and Noah Wyle, The Pit. If Adam Scott or Noah Wyle win, I'm very chill. I hope Adam Scott wins so bad.
You know, this is tough because I agree. I hope Adam Scott wins, but I just have a feeling like there's Pedro Pascal is in that running. I think he's up there with a potential just because of how his character progressed or didn't progress in this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's the season finale of Joel Miller in The Last of Us, so yeah, maybe. Yeah. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series, Kathy Bates and Matlock. That's happening? That's on?
That's just wild.
Sharon Horgan and Bad Sisters, Britt Lower and Severance, Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us. Okay. I was just crying. And Carrie Russell in The Diplomat. Give it to Britt Lower and Severance, and let's all move on with our lives.
Please, let's do it.
Outstanding lead actor in a limited or anthology thing. Colin Farrell. No, I'm keeping it. It's Colin Farrell. Right. We're just going to move on. Outstanding lead actress in a limited series or movie. Cate Blanchett, disclaimer. Megan Fahey, Sirens. Rashida Jones, Black Mirror. A Black Mirror episode I haven't seen. Michelle Williams, Dying for Sex. And Kristen Bellotti, The Penguin. Just give it to Kristen Bellotti, right?
Yeah. She should win that one for sure.
Yeah, I really hope she wins that one. She was so good. Sophia Falcone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series. Ike Barinholtz, The Studio, Colman Domingo in The Four Seasons, Harrison Ford in Shrinking, Jeff Hiller in Somewhere, Eben Wasbacharach in The Bear, Michael Urie in Shrinking, and Bowen Yang in Saturday Night Live.
Oh, so this one's actually a tough one because Harrison Ford was awesome in this most recent season of Shrinking.
As was Michael Urie.
Yes, I was going to say he was unbelievable in this one. But also,
dude,
Eben
Wasbacharach
in The Bear is so good.
Eben Wasbacharach has to. It's infuriating due to, based on previous conversations.
I would give it to this one because he is kind of the comic relief to some degree in The Bear. So I'll give it to him on this one.
But Michael Urie doing the speech two different times of him meeting. Know. Oh my God. And then doing it the same way twice, that like 7-page long speech.
He's so good, dude.
I wouldn't be mad at all if he won. It was so, so good.
Yeah, he was great. Very, very good. And then Harrison Ford, of course, with his monologue at the end of that season, too. Like, just so, so good.
Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. Zach Cherry, Severance. Walton Goggins, The White Lotus. Jason Isaacs, The White Lotus. Why? James Marsden, Paradise. I get that one. Sam Rockwell, The White Lotus. I get that one, too. That one monologue was pretty good. Although, supporting actor for that, for his, pretty, like, guest starry, honestly, but that's fine. Whatever. Trammell Tillman, give it to him. Give it to him now. If you give it to anybody else, you're wrong. You're just so stupid and you're wrong.
And as much John Turow. As much as I love Walton Goggins in The White Lotus, he was not the best one on this list by a long shot. It's Trammell Tillman.
It's Trammell Tillman, so just give it to that man. John Turturro was amazing in this season of Severance. Zach Cherry as well. Give it to Trammell Tillman. You dumbs.
He memeified so much from this season.
Oh, because he was the best part?
Yeah.
Of the best show on television?
Yeah, for sure.
Could be that.
It could be that.
Remember that thing we were talking about at the beginning? Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Patricia Arquette, Severance. Carrie Coon, The White Lotus. Catherine Lanasa in The Pit. Julianne Nicholson in Paradise, which, by the way, I hated her in Paradise. She played Sinatra. I thought she sucked. I thought she was a bad actor.
So not good.
The reason she's here, I don't know. Parker Posey in The White Lotus, divisive character, Victoria Ratliff, of an odd, like a real choice on the accent. The fact that she's here, also odd to me.
People loved her.
And then Natasha Rothwell as Belinda in The White Lotus. Okay. And then Amy Lou Wood as Chelsea in The White Lotus. A little bit, kind of. I think. And then, by the way, Patricia Arquette, Severance, like, a really down season for Harmony Cobell in Severance, like in the worst episode of the season, still obviously pretty great because it's Severance, but definitely the low point of the season. I think I actually give this to Catherine Lanasa as charge nurse Dana Evans in The Pit.
Yeah, I was going to ask good about her. Is that like, I know this, I've seen every show on this list except for that one. So like,
give me
some details on her.
She is the head nurse in an ER. So she is like, there are doctors who are her bosses, right? Okay. And there are residents, and there is a head of the ER who is her boss. But as the lead nurse, she holds shit down, Adam.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Like, even the lead doctor is sometimes taking her advice. She is the fucking, and she plays it so well. With so much empathy, and there's such a great backstory. The Pit is so good. That's why, seriously, it's a bummer that Severance and The Pit came out with these seasons in the same year. Because if Severance didn't exist, The Pit would win all of these, and deservedly so.
I mean, not just from you. I heard this from a lot of places that The Pit was really, really excellent and done so well. And, like, so chaotic, but, like, in a very good way.
Yeah, it's, oh, my God. It's just great. Anyway, last two ones. Outstanding supporting actor in a limited series. Just give this to. Oh gosh, you know what? I read all the names and now I don't want to say them.
Yeah, this is very lackluster for me.
I hate that. Okay, and then the next one. Yeah, I don't care about that. And then the next one.
This is great for our listeners. Great.
So good for our listeners.
Oh, outstanding guest actor and actress in a drama series.
Read them.
Oh, okay. So outstanding guest actor in a drama series, Giancarlo Esposito for The Boys, Scott Glenn in White Lotus, Sean Hatzose the Pit, Joe Pantoliano in The Last of Us, Forrest Whitaker, and or Jeffrey Wright, The Last of Us.
Okay.
Outstanding guest actor. Well, he's a guest in this season, but he's going to be a main in the next season. Jeffrey Wright is excellent, and he's the original character for that, or the original actor for that character in the show. So I liked him a lot.
Little part of me here wants Giancarlo Esposito from The Boys, though.
He was a good dude. That show's so good.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Outstanding guest actress in a drama series, Jane Alexander in Severance, Gwendolyn Christie in Severance, Caitlin Dever in The Last of Us, Cherry Jones, The Handmaid's Tale, Catherine O'Hara, The Last of Us, Merritt Wever, Severance. I love Catherine O'Hara. Bullshit character in that show. Don't
sure.
win. Caitlin Dever, she's going to be a main character, so nope. Gwendolyn Christie, I think, was great in Severance. It was so weird, and I liked it a lot. Yeah, I think that would probably give it to Gwendolyn Christie.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah,
I mean, these awards are so weird. They're just like the cameo awards, and it's okay.
You do outstanding guest actor in a comedy series. This is dumb. John Bernthal, The Bear, Bryan Cranston, The Studio, Dave Franco, The Studio, Ron Howard, The Studio, Anthony Mackie, The Studio, Martin Scorsese, The Studio.
I hope Scorsese gets it. But dude, Scorsese in The Studio was really great.
It was so good, dude.
When he was crying, it was just so great.
It was great. I just love that 95% of that category is from the same show.
I know. It's so stupid. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us talking about the Emmys. While Adam does the thing where he tells you about what's coming next or where to find us on the internet, I'll figure out what we're going to do a podcast about next.
Yeah, fair. And I mean, we skipped quite a lot of categories.
Oh, wait.
A lot of
I don't have to
bullshit.
Dude. Superman or Fantastic Four. One of those, probably.
Okay, well, I got to watch it, so hopefully I get to do that. Anyway, okay. We skipped a lot of sections of the Emmys because a lot of it is just nuts, but I did bring up that I liked Ayo Edebiri's directing, so she is nominated for the episode Napkins, which I thought was a great episode. And hopefully she wins that, although, again, it's not a comedy, so... You know,
no, anyway. It's not.
So,
yeah.
Please subscribe to us on our Patreon at patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. For $1 or more a month, you can get all of these episodes early, ad free. There's Patreon exclusives kind of peppered in there when we have time to do them. And you get your name read out at the end of each episode. So we'd like to thank our current patrons: Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, something something Epstein list, Chris.
Okay.
Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butter Nichols, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, C. Fritz, and Cat's Pajamas 10. And thank you, Brent Ginn and Butter Nichols, for being our $5 a month tier patron. We appreciate you, and we do appreciate everyone that subs and pays us money for this podcast. It's pretty cool. Follow us on all of our socials at the HBO Boys Podcast or the HBO Boys Pod on Threads, Instagram, TikTok. Comment, like, subscribe, react. Let's chat. It's fun. There's a cool community over on Threads. I'm pretty active over there. And Ryan, have you figured out in this time period what another backup is if I don't watch Superman or Fantastic Four?
No. Anyway, thank you for joining us. And also, by the way, I think the thing wrong with this podcast, Adam, there's a lot of it, but you know what? It's that we're in the wrong genre. We are going to be a drama podcast.
We're going to be a dramedy podcast. drama podcast.
Yeah, put us in the wrong category.
Can you imagine?
I could. Honestly, we've given it a go once or twice on Dramedy, and it's gone poorly every time.
That was before me. Okay, thanks, everyone.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with that. You were the one who was bad.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.